This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A judge on Colorado's Western Slope will soon decide if a church is guilty of ordinance violations for housing the homeless. CPR's Tom Hess reports.
After 9 hours of testimony, the Montrose United Methodist Church awaits a ruling in a case focused on it allowing an unhoused camp on its property last winter. Attorneys for the city say the camp created a public nuisance. The city cited the church for numerous infractions. Church leaders say they allowed the camp because of increased penalties connected to the city's camping ban. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
In Denver, voters will decide whether to repeal or keep a ban on flavored tobacco products passed by city council. Opponents rallied outside a vape shop on Colfax this week. Kyle Manibusen is an employee with the store called Mixed Up Creations.
Adults have rights too. Yep, and this is one of the rights they're trying to take away. And Wested, we all have rights. Adults like cotton candy, adults like Wested flavored vapes.
Flavor ban opponents say if it stays in place, the city will lose millions in annual tax revenue. The other side says keeping the ban means some customers will switch to non-flavored products or quit. Latest data from Colorado Parks and Wildlife shows gray wolves exploring farther south in the state. Monthly activity maps track wolf GPS collars. October's map shows wolves farther into the San Luis Valley than has been seen since reintroduction. CPW says these are individual wolves looking for new territory. The state's 4 documented packs are not moving that far south. This is CPR News.